streets, the hustlers and drug dealers. If you question who we be, just tell them that God with us.
We gon' take it down. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in.
Music blasting for the black sheep, yeah, serious. They like how you build and still breaking all their barriers.
Tell them, turn me up. DJ Focus Dice Gamble, this one for the hustlers.
This one for the CEOs that used to be the customers. Knew it was gonna be big when winning season seemed impossible. Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
Woo! Coming live on your radio.
What they want?
That real and raw.
How they get it?
DJ Focus.
What we doing?
Making music, reaching the corner. And it's all for the kingdom.
And we gon' make sure they know it.
We gon' take it there. I like red letters over trap beats, the fix is in. Ooh, DJ Focus, tell him turn you up. Ooh, DJ Focus, tell him turn
yes,
you
sir.
Up.
Yes, sir. You tune back into The Fix, your source of faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. It's your boy DJ Focus checking in.
Hey, it's your girl Dice Gamble in the building checking on in. Wake up, wake up. Y'all know what time it is. The Fix is in. On one again, all that good stuff. Thank you for waking up with us.
Mm-hmm. Winning Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank y'all for waking up on this Winning Wednesday. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. So come on, get on up.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to get up. Rise. Rise and shine, as my granny used to say. Rise and shine. And go ahead and start your day off the right way. Make sure you, you know, have you some great devotion, some meditation. Mm-hmm. Talk with your Lord and Savior. And see what the next movie wants for you. Man. Shouts out to everybody who really wants God to order your steps for real and really are sitting and meditating and waiting for him to speak to you and then going out and getting the thing done. That's a whole blessing in itself.
Listen, every day is a precious gift from God. So if you have breath in your lungs, like you said, Focus, we got to give thanks. You know, start the day out with some gratitude, and that's the best way to get into the mood you need to be in. So if you're like, oh, I don't feel like getting up, I don't feel like dealing with this person, if work is the first thing on your mind, I would say just start to count the blessings that God has given you over the years, and you know, it'll change your attitude. You'll be winning.
Mm-hmm.
Winning on this Wednesday.
Yeah, you definitely be winning.
Right?
Definitely willing. And we're still celebrating Black History Month, too, as well, Dice. We're still in the beginning of it. You know, it's still fresh to us, huh?
Don't even play. Every day. Every day I got on a Black History shirt. Every day I painted my face with my Nigerian paint. Like, I go hard in the paint on Black History Month. Ever since I found out, I was, like, almost 30% Nigerian focused, which means my parents had to be, all, you know, twice me. I was like, we Nigerian.
Wow.
Okay. And it's all things Nigerian. Okay. I'm out here learning how to make pepper pot soup, you know, jollof rice, you know, like I'm in my zone. So I'm excited about African American History Month. It is that month where we recognize all the works, the hard work, the dedication, the contributions of the melanated, especially in the United States. So, and Canada.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah. I love it.
Listen, it's a new day, so why not? Let's get that new day right now. Shouts out to Blanca and Ja'Kaylin Carr. We'll be right back with more. Keep it locked. You're tuning to The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
That's our brother Stephen Malcolm. When I tell you, he's dropping new music in a couple weeks, Dice. He's dropping his long anticipated project. You know, we looking forward to that thing. That thing is going to be... it's gonna be crazy. We've been waiting on that thing for a minute, so I can't wait to he drop his you know, new project based on a true story. So that thing drops February 23rd everywhere. So y'all get ready to run them numbers up because we already know these about to be some certified hits. We talk about Steven all the time too as well, Dice. I think he's another underrated MC in our space. And he's done a little bit of everything. He's done some of the shouts out to him. He was bold enough to let Snoop get on the track with him and Shaggy and a lot of just different artists. So, Stephen Malcolm is definitely not in the box. He's making a little bit of everything dope for in our space. So, we waiting on that. All right. Yeah. Thank y'all for waking up. Another blessed day on this Winning Wednesday. Hmm. And when I tell y'all this show all the way lit, this show going to be lit today. That Real Talk conversation. Dice want to take y'all to church. She tired of y'all.
Yeah.
I think she's starting her year off just, you know, feeling pretty good and letting y'all know that we need to understand a few things. So what's that Real Talk today, Dice? What are we talking about?
Oh, man. I don't even know if they're ready, Focus. But we're going to talk about, you know, where are you doubting? You know, who sowed that seed? And kind of, is it true across the board? Like, should you really doubt what happened? Like, that's the truth. You know, was it an anomaly or was it like, is it factual? So, you know, for those of you who've been through something and you're like, I'll never do that again, or I'll never trust that way again, or I'll never love, you know, I'll never risk that way again. Like, this is your show today, you know, because we're going to go over everything. Like, you know, was that a one-off or, you know, or not? So, yeah, we might have to uproot some seeds today for the listener. And if you got to uproot a seed today after we go over this show, look, God bless you. But, you know, sometimes you got to question what you've been through and was it truly, you know, a thing or not, you know?
Right.
So, that's it.
Yeah. That's it. No, that's it's going to be a lot. I know that's she said that's it, but y'all get ready because it's going to be a lot. Take notes. Get ready. Take notes because it's going
to
be a lot.
I want to see somebody's notebook. Focus, we're going to have to put some notebooks out because I want to see notes. We say this every week. Take notes. I'm trying to tell you. Focus takes notes. I take notes.
I do too.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And I can't count how many times I've flashed back or even just us on the show and you just dig through something and you're like, man, I know I wrote that down. And what was that word? Or what did God say? And I'm telling you, like, taking notes is very, very helpful, but not trying to put all the weight on you on a Winning Wednesday, but hey, it's one way to win is take notes.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely win by taking notes.
Yeah.
And when I tell y'all that spiritual detox hit different, listen, if you already in Vegas, shouts out to everybody in Vegas. If you are in Vegas, we know this is Super Bowl weekend. Woo. This is Super Bowl week. So, you know, Super Bowl is going down this weekend. But listen, if you in Vegas, all roads lead tonight to the, listen, one of the best inspirational, faith-based, soulful concerts and events that happen in every single Super Bowl week. When I tell you, we're going to get the one and only, listen, she's a marketing and media mogul. Melanie Few from the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration will be joining us. Listen, she's celebrating 25 years of doing the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration, formerly known as the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. And when I tell you this thing all the way lit, Dice, she got a lineup for him. Listen, first off, she got Cedric the Entertainer.
Come on,
Holson, as well as Tashina Arnold hosting too as well. And listen, everybody you can think of is performing, ain't they, Dice?
Yeah, listen, I'm excited. Guys, don't miss it. Like, just show up. And shout out to All Things Vegas. Like, finally went last year, and it's a beautiful thing. So enjoy your night. I would not miss this. Did you say something about the Clark Sisters, or am I making that up?
No, the Clark Sisters are there. Kirk Franklin is going to be there. Mary is going to be there. Listen, yeah, it's a lineup. The lineup is ridiculous. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So if you are in Vegas tonight, you are in for a treat. You need to head on over to the Palms Resort Casino Hotel and go to the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration and enjoy. Listen, she got Earth, Wind, and Fire performing. Let's be very clear.
Walk past the slot machine and go to where you're trying to get to.
Well, listen, yeah, absolutely. Please walk past the slot machine and do what you got to do.
Go to the concert.
Yes. But she got a little bit of everybody you can think of literally performing, as well as they will be honoring a lot of movers and shakers, NFL players, former and current NFL players. Listen, they honoring C.J. Stroud. They honoring him with an award. Listen, I think Brian Dawkins, I think, is getting an award too as well. Listen, it's so many people will be honored and will be at this event. It's ridiculous.
Marching band that's going to be there, right? Southern University's Human Jukebox. Like,
yes, keep going.
This is gonna be wild. No. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm low key jealous right now. I'll be real with you. I'm low key jealous because this is going to be wild.
I think that's Robin Thicke. Yeah, Robin Thicke.
That is Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke on the lineup. Mary, Mary, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Who does that? Who puts all these heavy hitters on a ticket?
Very much heavy hitters. So, again, if you're in Vegas, you need to be at the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration tonight. It's going down tonight, the live taping. But no worries. If you ain't in Vegas and you can't make it to the live taping, it's going down this Saturday on CBS.
Yeah.
So we need everybody to tune in so they can witness this great experience. Regardless, though, we got to talk with her about a lot of things. Talk about the journey, 25 years of doing the celebration, the ministry that's came, you know, have, and the fruit that has come out of it. Where you have, again, this is Super Bowl weekend, and allowing for NFL players, chaplains, or anybody that's going to the Super Bowl to have a space to where they can just come and just let their hair down for a little bit, just get some good inspiration, some good faith and gospel music on a whole nother level. Oh, I forgot to say too as well, the NFL gospel choir will be performing too as well. Y'all ain't know there's a such thing as an NFL gospel choir, and it's all man NFL gospel choir. So let's go. Come on now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You said all men choir?
All men NFL gospel choir. Shouts out to Melanie. Melanie put this thing together. She put that back together, if I'm not mistaken, back in 2003 or 2004.
Wow.
She had Donnie McClurkin help her with it as well. And, yes, she assembled some of the former players from the NFL players. So we have a gospel choir. So, yeah, listen, it's going down. We're going to get her on to talk everything. She's going to be live from the event. We're waking her up early in the morning. She said she ain't even sleeping. She ain't even sleeping. Yeah, she told me last night. She said, focus when you hit me in the morning. Don't worry. I'm going to be straight from the event because we lights, camera, action early in the morning. Make sure we're doing sound checks and everything, getting ready for tonight. So, we're going to get her on the line. That's going to be amazing. You know, our brother Justin Adams got that Faith in Sports report.
Yeah.
Of course, I got that Lyrics for Your Mind, where it speaks to everything mental health. You know, we just break down some bars that have some mental health themes to them and just try to give you some hope and some inspiration through the music.
Yeah.
I know Dice got that News in 90 and much, much more. So listen, strap up. Let's get back to this music. Why not? Kirk Franklin performing tonight right now.
Why not?
We're going to get a little Kirk Franklin and Trip Lee. We call it mercy around here. Keep it locked. You tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
I'm Dice Gamble from The Fix, and this is your News in 90. Famous photographer John Rankin Waddell is making headlines with one of his latest photography projects. In order to support women's health issues, his latest campaign for the Acid Survivors Trust International is where he uses images in his book, Tear Couture. This aims to bring attention to the continued risk of acid attacks. Acid attack survivor Patricia LaFranc is photographed on the cover. This book also contains a reality experience where you can listen to the survivors' testimonies. For more information, go to rankinphoto.co.uk. Are you working on a restoration project, a community project, or planting trees in your neighborhood? Well, the National Wildlife Federation does provide free trees or reimbursement for trees for those who are partnering in the planet. If you plan to care for the trees after planting, the National Wildlife Federation may have exactly what you need. NWF works with state affiliates, community wildlife habitat programs, and schoolyard programs across the country. If you're interested in planting or seeing how your group or organization can work with the National Wildlife Federation, email trees@nwf.org today. And for those of you who do live in a colder climate this winter, make sure your vehicle and you are prepared for any changes in weather. Flashlights, first aid kits, brakes up to par, your oil changed, your gas tank full of fuel will help you to be better prepared and just in case of any emergency. I'm Dice Gamble, and this has been your News in 90.
Yes, sir. That's the queen of urban gospel telling you to look at God. Shouts out to Corinne Hawthorne. That's our little sis. She got that project On God dropping this Friday. Listen, y'all better run them numbers up. Our sis been putting in the work. We've been definitely waiting on her to put a new project out and sit with it. Again, she is, we call her the queen of urban gospel around here on The Fix. She always putting out that fire music. Thank y'all for waking up again another day with us, Winning Wednesday. And we excited. You already know everything, every time, every Wednesday, we give everybody an opportunity. In case you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what better day than to know him today? So absolutely, we will be, you know, saying a little prayer of salvation for those who want to receive it this morning. mm-hmm. or maybe even rededicate your life. Shout out to everybody. Even if you're thinking about, you know, stepped away from the faith a little bit, not being in purpose and not being in call, and you feel like you kind of stepped away. And listen, when we say this prayer too as well, maybe mm-hmm. that's just for you, just to rededicate your mm-hmm. life to getting back to where you need to get back to, so you can get back in purpose. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to everybody who want to be on, stand on business and be on purpose and not be popular. Shouts out to everybody who just trying to, you know, chase something that don't belong to them. Bless your life. Bless your life. All right, Dice, what we got? I know you almost got it. What we got? National Day. What is it?
Listen, I know y'all been waiting for this. Shout out to all, you know, of you today who are going to go get you some fettuccine, because today is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. And every February the 7th, fettuccine, you know, gets to be put on display. It was created in 1908. And it was made by an Italian restaurateur, Alfredo Di Leon is his name. So he had a concern for his pregnant wife's lack of an appetite, and he actually created the dish. Turns out noodles, cheese, butter, all of that she liked to eat. So shout out to the pregnant women. Now that y'all know, you would not have this fettuccine Alfredo without a sister who was pregnant, okay? And she was out here like, honey, I'm hungry. Don't play with it. Go in the kitchen and work that out. So this has been a thing. People add chicken, they add beef, they add mushrooms, steak, you name it. The list goes on and on. You can throw all your vegetables in there, your tomatoes and your spinach. But yeah, it is National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. Please take a picture if you get you some fettuccine, whether you make it at home or you go out and get it. Hashtag National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. And shout out to Alfredo himself, the creator of fettuccine.
Well, shouts out to my wife. I pray you listening and you can get that in your spirit. I pray when I come home today, it's some seafood fettuccine and just.
Did you say shrimp? Ooh,
She put a little bit of everything in that thing. We do that seafood fettuccine. Okay. And, shouts out to them cheddar biscuits.
Ooh, you know, cheddar bay?
Them cheddar biscuits. Yeah, them cheddar biscuits. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Them cheddar bay biscuits. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Enjoy yourself.
Please enjoy yourself. Listen, coming up, don't touch that dial. We have one of the best to do it. Definitely, she's been doing for well over 30 plus years. She's a marketing and media mogul, the CEO of the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration. Will be joining us, Melanie Few. Ooh. So don't touch that dial for that. Shouts out to our brother too as well, Justin Adams, coming up right now with that Faith and Sports report real soon. Keep it locked. We got to go to a quick break. We're coming right back with more. You're tuned into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
It's the stories, the journeys, the testimonies. It's a spiritual detox.
Welcome back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. Listen, we got a special one for y'all today on our spiritual detox. When I tell you, we got one of the movers and shakers who have been doing things, man. And when you talk about a marketing and a media mogul, listen, this young lady has been doing it for well over 30 years. And I'm excited.
Now you aging me.
Listen, I got to give you your roses because you have, you know, okay. Again, you know, I got to give you your roses. Well over 30 years, you've been in a lot of spaces and you've been doing some powerful things. And today we're here to highlight, let's be very clear, it's Super Bowl week. We know everybody is getting ready for the Super Bowl, but the one thing that's always been going down, at least for the last 25 years, is that there has been some inspiration, there has been some soul during Super Bowl week, and you have been bringing that to the people. So listen, without further ado, help me welcome in the super talented, again, marketing and media mogul, Melanie Few. How you doing, sis?
I am doing well. I feel mighty blessed. To be here 25 years later, I took a moment yesterday and walked outside and I saw the billboard at the Palms here. And I had to shed a tear because I'll tell anybody, self-employment is hard. And I tell people when I look at this event, it's such a privilege and an honor because I do feel this is a God-given mantle. But I can tell you, I tell anybody, joy is joy and pain. It's sunshine and rain, but if God gave it to you, he will see you through it. And so I am so happy. I'm pleased to be here. Have an amazing team of experts from everybody from production to PR to marketing, people that have been on this journey with me for a very long time. One of those persons has been on the journey the whole 25 years, most on average 17, 16. And so I feel like this is a momentous moment for us as a family that have been really working this together for years.
Well, that's because you're good fruit, too, as well. That just goes to the fruit that you bless people with. People want to get behind somebody that's doing something powerful, something encouraging. So, just listen, again, giving you roses. So, talk a little bit about the rebranding. We know this event was formerly called the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration. Talk about why did you rebrand it to the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration?
Sure. So, we had been the Super Bowl Gospel Celebration for 23 years. And we noticed that a lot of times people, especially players, we had players that would never come because they felt like people would judge them because they weren't perfect. And they say, you know, I'm not a perfect man. You know, people have seen me on video cursing or they've seen me, you know, womanizing a little bit. And I don't feel comfortable coming because I feel as though people would judge me. And the gospel is for everybody. Inspiration is for everybody. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And so when I thought about the word soulful, gospel is soulful. Mm-hmm. Soul music is soulful. It's for our souls. It's to cheer us up. It's to make us better. It's to inspire us. Mm-hmm. It's to love on our spirit. It's for the culture, all that good stuff. And so we wanted to expand our audience, not alienate our gospel audience, but to expand to, you know, people who may not ever come to experience the wonderful opportunity it is to share love and faith and hope and inspiration. Because you got a lot of players, people, it is a ministry to be a part of the less than 1% of men that make it to the NFL. Mm-hmm. That alone is a ministry. And then when you take, I'm so happy this year because we're having the opportunity to honor like Damar Hamlin with the New Beginnings Award. Not only did we watch him, what he went through on the field as a nation, not knowing if he was going to live or die, but his whole family, as we did more research into him, his family has gone through New Beginnings. It's not a secret. He's okay with people knowing. His father did some jail time, but his parents have stayed together since they were 16 years old. Powerful young Black couple, mentoring he and his brother. And so he said, I don't want to just get the award myself. I want my family to get the award because we're new beginnings together as a unit, as a family. My parents have been together since they're 16 years old. And I would not be here if it were not for them. I would not have made it had they not been praying for me when I was laying on that field, not knowing, you know, people not knowing whether I was going to live or die. I'm excited because we have Marquise Bell this year. And I think his award is really for the culture. He's the first HBCU player to ever play for the start for the Dallas Cowboys. Yes. And so we're, you know, doing an HBCU spotlight on him. We also are honoring Nate Burleson with our Lifetime of Inspiration. What an amazing testimony. He started he's from Canada, made his way to the NFL, and now he's the co-host to Gail King on CBS Mornings. Amazing, amazing testimony. And I mean, I could go on and on, but I'm just excited about every single element. I mean, we got Kirk Franklin. I'm not going to say what he's doing, but it's going to be so fire. We've got Kirk Franklin, the NFL Players Choir. We brought diversity this year. So we've got Mary Mary with Rachel Platt. We got one of the hottest country singers in America and who happens to be African-American, Mickey Guyton, who's going to be here. We got Robin Thicke. We said, let's bring a little vanilla caramel in the building. So we got Robin Thicke. We got T-Pain and Earth, Wind & Fire in an epic collaboration. And so it's just totally different this time. But I feel excited because I think it gives us an opportunity to open up to people who've never seen the show, never been interested in seeing the show. And once you get people there, you can minister to them while they're there. Because every single player that we're honoring has a testimony of faith. CJ Stroud, who do you know that speaks, who's living his faith through every interview he does after a football game? He's 22 years old. And I mean, you know, I have got to personally go up and hug his mother when I see her tomorrow night. Because homegirl, not only is she gorgeous, but honey, she was speaking tongues at a football game in front of everybody. She was like, what y'all not going to do is not have my baby all the way prayed for. And so I'm excited. I'm excited because my father passed away a year and a half ago. And like any of us, when you're self-employed, it's hard. Yes. And when he was transitioning, because he was my best friend, my mother's been gone 20 years. And I said to him, he'd always helped me through difficult moments in my life. And he's always been my best friend. And I said, Dad, I don't know that I want to do Super Bowl gospel anymore because it was me and him. It was our thing we did together the last 18 years since my mother died. He was my co-producer. And he held my hand so tight. And he said, I did not raise a weak woman. And he said, he was comical. He said, 24 doesn't even sound right. You got to make it to 25. And he said, I won't be there, but I will be there. Mm-hmm. And so when I was outside the Palms yesterday, I'm sorry, this is so unprofessional.
No, you're fine. Take your time.
And I looked up at the sign. And I literally saw his face smiling so bright. And it was an opportunity to say, Daddy, we did it 25 years. And so when you're in a situation like this, you cannot make it if you don't have strong people in your corner, whether it's your father, whether it's your friends, whether it's your cousins. It takes a village. I'm just so grateful I've been surrounded by amazing parents, amazing friends, amazing people that I work with. And I could tell you, if it was just me by myself, it would have ended many years ago. I couldn't have done it by myself. And I'm so grateful for all the people that have surrounded me with grace and love and kindness. So like I said, this definitely isn't a me ministry because I couldn't have done it. And so I'm just grateful, you know, for the people God has surrounded me with.
Listen, thank you for sharing that, and my condolences to you for losing your father. I want to share with you, I actually lost my parents, both of my parents, in a 3-year stint, literally after COVID. Lost my dad in 22.
Oh,
and,
wow.
No, forgive me, 21, lost my dad, and then literally in 23, lost my mom. So
wow.
I know what you mean when you say just having great parents to be that rock for you, give you that advice, be able to be right at your left or your right, you know, tell you when you do something wrong. That is very, very valuable, very important. But I do believe, just like you already know, he's looking down from heaven and he is super proud of you. So you hold your head up and you keep stunting because you're doing something very powerful.
Thank you so much.
Talk about being able to have this multicultural event like that. That's what I was impressed by. I thank you for going down the lineup for the listeners, because that is amazing that you brought all this great talent from all the genres together to be able to have this event. Speak to that. And where did that come from? The inspiration to do that?
We knew that we were going on CBS. You know, CBS's audience is culturally diverse. And so we wanted to be able to have an opportunity to reach not just African-Americans, but Caucasians, Hispanics. And so we made up our minds that we were going to do a culturally diverse show and started going after culturally diverse artists. And so this is, to be honest with you, other than Natalie Grant, I think this is our first time really opening up the show as far as different genres of music, different races. And so we're excited to be on this journey, and we hope that we can, you know, learn from this, grow from this, and we'll be on this path a long time. So we open it up to new audiences.
Speak about taking it to Vegas. What does that mean to you, having it in Vegas? I know a lot of times they say nothing good happens in Vegas, but I know with this event, oh, they're going to be lying. The devil is a lie.
Well, listen, what happens in Vegas does not need to stay in Vegas, because we're going to be on CBS Saturday night. And the song by Hezekiah Walker that says, I need you to survive. We need your audience and the nation watching, because this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And if we don't get a high rating and it's not a good business decision to CBS to having given us an opportunity, then it hurts the next young Black girl who has a dream of having a show on CBS, or the next young Black African-American male. And so I need every TV. I don't care if you're in your home, honey, turn your TVs on.
That's right. That's right.
Turn your mama's TV on. Turn your, go to the nursing home and turn all their TV on. Turn the high school TV on. We need every TV on in America that we can get on.
Absolutely. And also, are there streaming options? Are you partnering with Paramount Plus and Showtime?
There are streaming options, but we're not talking about that yet because we want all the TVs on Saturdays. CBS is what counts.
See, listen, turn to CBS. Y'all heard it here first. Make sure y'all turn to CBS. That's what counts.
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
When it's all said and done, you know, what do you want to leave? What do you think people are going to leave from this experience on Saturday?
Oh, when it's all said and done, I just want somebody to be inspired, and I want them to turn on CBS. But when it's all said and done, I think the things that have driven us over the years are the letters. Mm-hmm. We've got letters from a lot of women who said, look, my son always thought it was corny to put on a choir robe till he saw the NFL Players Choir. You know, yes. Manly men in robes getting down, doing their thing. And I think those are the kind of things that have pushed us through the years. Just knowing that we get to inspire kids and people who normally, you know, may not listen to gospel music.
Listen, talk a little bit more about that NFL choir that you put together. Shouts out to you again. I know you put that thing together. And, you know, I know you've had Donnie McClurkin in the past help you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's still helping you. But talk about that and you just putting that together, the inspiration behind that.
Yeah. So the choir came about because in 2004, Patti LaBelle was our headliner. And she looked out at the audience. She said, my God, there's so many fine men up in here. I bet none of them can sing. You know Patti LaBelle, right?
Yes.
And so she said, I bet none of them can sing. And it was just a moment. Guys, we didn't know there were players that could sing. Guys started running up and grabbing her mic and passing the mic and blowing. And she was like, my God, they sitting up here fine as wine and can sing? And so after that, we thought, you know, we should do something. We started letting guys do solos. And finally, in 2008... we said, we're going to order some choir robes. And they were like, we're not wearing choir robes. We started calling mamas and wives. And they said, okay. And this is the interesting thing about 2008. There was a gentleman, the first African-American general manager of a football team, an NFL team. His name is Jerry Reese, Christian gentleman from South Carolina. Jerry found out about the Players Choir. He made some of the New York Giants get in the choir. And that was our first year launching the Players Choir. We had robes for them. And the crazy part is, you know, the New York Giants won, right?
Yes.
A couple years later, the New York Giants won again. And we were sitting in the hotel room in Indianapolis. I remember this. And the TV, they were jumping up and down. The Giants had won the Super Bowl again, twice in, a year and a half or 2 years. And he said, what do you attribute to, you know, this win to? He said, well, many things, hard work. He said, but I really do believe we go to Super Bowl gospel and we get our blessing. And the crazy part, I know this is going to sound weird, but it's ironic, but it's true. Most times when teams send their team, when the teams send the players from their team to Super Bowl gospel, they literally win the game. I'm not playing. They come and get blessed. It started with Tony Dungy and Lovie were playing years ago. What was that, 2003 maybe? Mm-hmm. And Tony Dungy is a man of faith, so he came and he brought the team. And Lovie didn't. And, Tony won the Super Bowl. And I got a hold of Lovie's number. I said, I told you to come get your blessing, but now y'all stayed at the hotel.
Wow.
And that was like a running joke. And so, same thing when the Giants played, the Patriots, or whoever they beat that year, we invited both teams, both chaplains. They didn't come. I called the chaplain and I said, we told y'all that the blessing is over here, but y'all didn't want to listen. So it's kind of like a running joke. And I think we're going to have a few players from the game tomorrow night. I don't know for sure.
Listen, that's amazing. Have you had opportunities to as you can have built these relationships over the years with some of the players and some of the coaches that came in, just to be able to witness to maybe some of the ones who first time coming, didn't know what they were going to expect, maybe don't have, you know, the relationship with God that maybe they thought have. Some of them have reached out to you for like prayer or just asking you advice from a spiritual aspect.
I mostly keep in touch with their mothers more so.
That's
and
good.
Of course, the guys in the Players Choir, I've kept in touch with them for, you know, with the choir. It's been around almost 20 years now. But yeah, some of the younger guys, I used to keep in touch with their mothers and, you know, build relationships there. Donovan McNabb's mother is, I call her mom. She's literally one of my closest friends. And, you know, Brian McKinney's mother and others. And so I do keep in touch with the guys, but I mostly am in touch with their moms.
That's good. Listen, for all those people inspiring to be like you, this is a huge production. Let's be very clear. Can you maybe share a challenge, if there have been any, of just putting on a large production like this every year?
I think, you know, as a small business owner, I think challenges are to be expected, for any small business owner. I think that if I had to say the biggest challenge, I would say just making sure we keep the lines of communication open. I'm not perfect at it myself. Sometimes I get overwhelmed. So I guess my advice would be to be careful not to get overwhelmed, because when you get overwhelmed and you don't communicate, that's when things fall through the cracks, which I'm guilty of doing.
Absolutely. Listen, I know a lot of people who can't make it to the event. That I know there's always usually exclusive merchandise. Are there any exclusive merch that you guys will be offering?
Yeah, I'm here. We got some beautiful merch. It's going to be tomorrow night, and then we'll upload it to the website.
To the website.
But we do have, launched a new line called Faith in Action line. And we also will have the 25th anniversary merch tomorrow night.
So,
whether they're here or not here, they need to have those TVs on Saturday night.
Listen, y'all better make sure y'all turn them TVs on now. Y'all done heard Melanie. She ain't playing with y'all. Listen, Melanie, I thank you for your time. Thank you for this opportunity. Listen, again, tell the people how they can, like I say, turn those TVs on, websites to where they can go find any information about merch or anything in the future.
Sure, they can go to SuperBowlSoulful.com and they can... tickets are still available, a few tickets on Ticketmaster, and also tune in Saturday night on CBS, but they can go to our website for all the details, www.SuperBowlSoulful.com.
The legendary Melanie Fugue. Listen, we got to go to a break. Stay locked. You tune into The Fix. Yeah, that's Rich Dan Famous with that P31. Shouts out to all the Proverb 31 ladies out there.
Come on now.
Who are standing on business on that. And yeah, y'all ain't backing down. And it's a new standard. Shouts out to everybody who believes in a new standard for this year. That, you're going to wait on your husband or you're going to wait on your wife. And you're just going to keep that thing sealed tight and ready for that honeymoon. Shouts out to everybody who's waiting on that honeymoon. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Thank y'all for waking up with us another Winning Wednesday. Mm. And what's the word in the street support, Dice? I know you say the streets is talking out there in these streets, huh?
I'll be real with you. Some of you guys need too much attention, and I think I want you to pray about it. I feel like if you always need attention, this is your week to just pray and really decrease. Indian actress Poonam Pandley, she faked her own death in a publicity stunt. Okay, and she said it was to bring awareness to cervical cancer. But the 32-year-old actress came back on her Instagram 24 hours later after she said she had died, or they said she had died, her Instagram account of cervical cancer. She popped back on and said, you know, I'm alive. But her original post was, "This morning is a tough one for us. Deeply, deeply saddened to inform you that we have lost our beloved Poonam to cervical cancer. Every living form that ever came in contact with her was met with pure love and kindness. In this time of grief, we would request for privacy while we remember her fondly for all that we shared." Now, that was a whole post focus. And then 24 hours later, she popped back on, "I'm alive."
It's too much. It's too much.
Okay. The answer is no. And the internet wasn't having it at all. They were like, "This is so stupid. I cannot believe she did this to raise awareness. Are you serious?" It was horrible. You know, she got on the camera and she was speaking, "Hey, I'm alive." But the stunt was to create a social media campaign to bring up the awareness about cervical cancer.
Does she have it?
No.
Okay. Does some one of her? Does it say one of her loved ones or somebody she's connected to?
No, nobody.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Anybody got it?
So she just wanted to go viral. Yeah.
Well, she just wanted to bring awareness. She said, while we regret any distress caused, if the move results in spreading much needed awareness and preventing deaths, that would be its real impact.
Okay. Well, I'm praying for it. I don't know what to say. It's not that, don't get it twisted. Yeah. Yes, it is a real issue.
Yes, it is.
I'm not trying to be, but I don't know the way she did it. It just doesn't seem like she could have did it a little bit better than that.
Right?
Yes.
It's insensitive. And it's even on the post, it said our actions were driven by a singular mission to elevate awareness about cervical cancer. In 2022, India registered 123,000 cervical cancer cases and 77,000 deaths. And then it said, after breast cancer, cervical cancer is the second most frequent malignancy affecting middle-aged women in India. I get it. But all I'm trying to say is she could have just said that. She has 1.3 million followers. All you had to do was tell the 1.3 million people, hey, we need to be talking about cervical cancer. And then everybody would talk about it. I'm like, come on now. There's some things we don't need to do. And then and you faking your death. I don't know. I don't like it. I think it's psychologically damaging.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you even want to play around with stuff like that?
It's horrible, but this is the world we live in. Focus. People need attention, and they need that attention for the wrong reasons. So it's like, if you want to bring attention to a cause, just bring attention to the cause. You don't have to involve yourself in that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, we are definitely praying and interceding for anybody that has any form of cancer. Let's be very clear. Mm-hmm. We do believe God is a healer.
Yep.
And he can put the supernatural on that thing and heal you from it. So listen, don't give up hope. If you listen to us and you might, have any form of cancer, continue to keep praying, continue to keep believing in God. Mm-hmm. Lay hands on yourself. Mm-hmm. Start praying and laying hands on yourself, saying, God, I am healed.
Yeah,
by your stripes, you call me healed. Yeah,
you
said.
You said, yeah.
By your stripes, I am healed. So, yes, absolutely. Go to war for yourself and in prayer. But also, we want to pray for anybody with any form of cancer out there.
Oh, yeah.
We're trusting that God will heal you. All right. It is Winning Wednesday. And y'all know how we do it every Winning Wednesday. We do want to just, make sure we're available for here for somebody. Maybe this is your first time here. Maybe you just kind of want to rededicate your life to Christ, or maybe you don't know if you were to walk out that door and something was to happen to you. You don't know where you're going. Something was to happen to you. Listen, we always just ask you, just feel free to say this prayer. God, I know I am a sinner.
Yeah.
And that you died for the sin and the wages of death. We believe that you are the Son, and that your Son, Jesus Christ, paid the price for us. Mm-hmm. So that way, we won't be punished, but we will have an eternal life for all who believe by faith. Mm-hmm. We declare the Lord Jesus that you are the Lord of our life. We believe and trust in you. And we also believe in the resurrection and the power in the resurrection, that you paid the price for all our sins, Father God. Mm-hmm. And we are trusting and believing, Father God, that you're going to make us new and get us on a new path and a new start. Listen, if you just, said that and repeated that with me, welcome to the family. If this is your first time to the family, anybody who just need to rededicate their life, listen, come on back, get back on track. That's just the first of many steps you need to do. I would argue, please get into a Bible-based church so that way you can start, reading, studying, knowing God for yourself, maybe get into some life groups, maybe get into some counseling depending on what you need, and start the process of learning who Jesus Christ is for yourself. Absolutely. The pastors, the elders, the deacons, all the church leaders and officials are there to help instruct you and give you instruction and show you the way. But ultimately, this is a personal journey for yourself, and you should want to learn and know Jesus Christ for your own. So that way nobody can tell you anything different.
That's good. Now I'm praying that somebody pray that prayer with you. And like I said, feel free to always inbox us or DM us for, you know, more information or next steps. Like, we're here for you and we're walking the journey as well. So, yeah, you're not alone and welcome to the family. Like you said, Focus.
Absolutely. Listen, don't touch that dial. I know that was deep. You know, we went into prayer, and now, listen, coming up real soon, coming up next, don't touch that dial. Dice about to take y'all to church. She got one for you. Real talk conversation today. Yeah, no, she, you know what? It's funny because I'll be looking at her in real time and she be shaking her head talking about me. And I'll be shaking my head like, yes, you know you about to give them that work. So strap up, get your notebook, get ready for that real talk conversation. We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back with more. You tapped into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Real conversations from real, imperfect people in pursuit of a perfect God. Let's jump into today's real talk topic.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith-infused hip-hop, R&B, and poetry. It's time to get real in these streets, Dice. And you got one for them today. No, sometimes you get really, really real around here. You get really in these streets. So come on, talk to the people.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about, the seed of doubt. Like, where are you doubting? Who sowed the seed? And is it a legit concern? You know, we have a lot of people who refuse to revisit an opportunity or situation or something that happened in their life, or maybe a vision or a goal God has set before them, because somebody else is sowing a seed of doubt. Maybe they can't do it. You shouldn't do it. Why would you do that? You're too old. You don't know. You don't have enough money. Like, so I just wanted to talk about that today, because I truly feel like some people are limiting themselves or being limited, simply because there was a seed of doubt that was sown. And when that seed of doubt is sown, how do you actually uproot it? You know?
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, and if you're in a circle of people who are doubters, one man plants that seed, you know, somebody else comes along and waters that seed by saying, yeah, I wouldn't do it either. Well, then you're going to have the fruit of doubt, because it's biblical. And that's the one thing about biblical universal law. It's the same, whether it's in a positive way, whether it's for a positive reason or whether it's for a negative reason. So that's why, yeah, it's like, hey, a man can plant a seed in you. Somebody else can come and agree with that. And then now there will be fruit starting to grow if you let it. So I'm just saying, I think we need to check our fruit. You know, they have fruit inspectors in real world, in real time Focus. Like, when the fruit comes off a tree, or when it gets picked, before it gets shipped out or sent to a grocery store, there's someone who actually inspects the fruit. I don't know if we inspect our fruit. We're out here fruiting all day, but what kind of fruit is it? You know? So I wanted to bring that up because, turns out you can't eat every fruit in real life and in the spirit realm. So we need to know, like, hey, is that a legitimate seed, that I should be dealing with right now? You know, like, is that something that I want to fruit? You know? So, you know, I wanted to chat about it. And I don't know if you've ever had any real life examples of this, where somebody, you had a suggestion and somebody else was like, nah, man, I really wouldn't do that. I don't know if I do that. Yeah. I don't think that's smart. How you going to make money off that? What does that look like? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, but if God told me to go do A, B, and C, and you over here constantly sowing the seed of doubt, you know, how do I deal with that?
Well, thank you. This is a great topic.
Okay.
No, this is a great topic, Dice. Seriously, I thank you for bringing it up. And so first, when you talked about doubt, I just want to backtrack a little bit. The first thing I was talking to my mind was, you know, everybody, you know, when you think about doubting, it's you being uncertain if you should make a move or not. Absolutely. So when you're uncertain, of course you want to go to some wise counsel. It should be wise counsel. It should be people you trust. To get some thoughts on it, you know, run it, bounce it off of them, and see if this idea is a good idea. So let's be very clear. Absolutely. One is up to speed right now, The Fix Radio Show.
Okay.
when I first said I was going to do radio, you know how many people told me, you can't do radio. you don't speak well enough to do radio. There's no money there's no money in Christian radio. That was told to me multiple times. That corny music you talking about playing, nobody gonna listen to that corny music. And I'm talking about multiple people, at least 10 or better. absolutely doubting.
And then what? And then what happened?
No. So I'm just saying, absolutely. If I would have listened to them, if I would have stayed in doubt and listened to them and not pray, because that's what I first the first thing I did. I said, Lord, why do you keep putting this on my mind? Why do you keep putting this in my spirit for me to do this? Like that, like that's the first thing I identified. So I started praying. I started studying. Again, everybody knows the backstory. I catch y'all up in case this is your first introduction. My wife and I wanted to get out of debt. So I picked a second job up. And when I picked the second job up, the supervisor at my second job that I was working at, he actually had a little radio station that he was starting and he was building up. And he was looking for somebody that was familiar with Christian hip hop, that was DJing, that was doing it. So before I even said yes to him, this is where the doubters was like, nah, man, you wasting your don't waste your time doing that. Like nobody's gonna invest in that. Nobody's gonna advertise with that. Nobody gonna listen to that music. He's like, yeah, you got the little Lecrae and a few little artists, but y'all ain't, you know, it's not enough music to go around to where the masses are gonna really like it. So absolutely. This that's why I said this one right here is great because I have multiple experiences, but I wanted to let everybody know, listen. I promise you, if I would have believed the doubters, we wouldn't be right here today.
That's good. That's good. No, I appreciate you sharing that. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, there are a lot of people out here that are missing the same opportunity that we have right now because they actually listened to somebody who was a doubter. You know, they weren't a faither. They were a doubter. So it's like, this is why it's important to have community. We talk about it all the time. You need a good circle around you. People who trust God, people who will go pray, you know, people who will intercede on your behalf, people who will partner with you differently, about the plan that God has for your life. And so some people, and I got to call this out. There are so many people right now who the reason why they hate on other people as soon as they see people on TV or they hear them on the radio or they see them at an award show, it's because they stopped doing what they was doing. Because they fell for the seed of doubt. They wanted to do it. They had that dream at one point. You know how many people, and you know, because you always at the barbershop. I hear this all the time at the salon and even in my family. Oh, I could have been such and such. I was whoop-de-whoop. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. You talk about the past all the time. You going to be in a nursing home talking about the past. Why don't you go do something? You know what I'm saying? Go bust a move. Yeah, like, because all this, coulda, shoulda, woulda. You know, it's like, okay, coulda, shoulda, woulda. What does God think about your coulda, shoulda, woulda? Because honestly, it's not about me and it ain't about everybody else. But if it's on your heart and the Lord said move, shame on you. Okay, because you're going to have to answer to God face to face about that. You know, so it's like the seed of doubt. Who do you believe? You know, and it's insane to me. Like, I don't know. I've never really thought about not doing. And LJ brought this up the other day. Shout out to my husband. We were talking about age and he just had a birthday in January. Shout out to all the January birthdays once again. And he said, I just don't even see you age because you're always doing something. And I was laughing, but I was telling him like, I could care less about age. I care more about what God said do. So if my birthday comes around, it just come around, you know, praise God. But I'm so busy trying to do what God said do, I don't even calculate my age to what I do. It makes no sense to me. But some people would calculate their age. Oh, you too old to still be doing music. Oh, I used to, you're almost half a century, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever, like why you want to be a DJ? Why you want to, you know? And these people, they be doubting. They doubt what God's plan is in the earth. And so it's important for us to stay tapped in. I'm glad you talked about prayer. But yeah, even with relationships, like some people will refuse to get married again. Why? Because their first marriage failed. So? So what? So you telling me you may have an opportunity to actually have a legacy, have a family, you know, affect change in your community. If you would actually maybe marry the man or woman of your dreams, but you won't do it because the first person you married when you was 19, it didn't work out.
That's a self-doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Self-doubt.
Yeah, and then everybody else, yeah, man, no, I wouldn't do it because marriage. It's like, don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. Make sure you hear the voice of God when it comes to your life. And I think that was the lady, the grandmother in Black Panther. I love it because she was 85 years old. She pursued her dream, her grandson, because of her grandson. He kept telling her, you always want to be actress, grandma. You always want to be actress. This is your opportunity. Why don't you go try it out? And she landed the role. Yeah, because it was like, okay.
it's my time. Let me go be moved on what I'm moved on right now. So I just, some people plant that seed of doubt. And I remember growing up, I wanted to bring this up and I'll come to a close. People would say, and this was in my particular family, don't trust women. And I remember I heard that a lot, you know, and I'm thinking, don't trust women. Why? Because they'll take your man. They'll try to take your man. Like, this is a thing that women actually tell other women, which is absolutely absurd to me when you're growing up. I get it if you've had a situation, but that seed was sown so young. I had all male relationships probably until I had my son. Like, male friends, you know what I mean? Like, women at bay. And then I realized when I had a baby, I was like, wait a minute, I need to talk to some women because I don't know what I'm doing here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna have to have, you know, some female relationships to help me with this. And I just remember I was so angry that I fell for that seed of doubt that other women, other hurt, broken, toxic women had instilled in me. You don't need girl relationships, you know? You don't do that because you know, they be too, you know, but that was their whole life experience. Their life experience was focused on a man.
Yes.
Yeah, their past experience. So it was like in their tragedy. So I'm accepting their doubt seed of, no, women were designed to have relationships with women. You have a mother. Like, every person on the earth was designed to have a relationship with a woman. God trusts a woman, obviously, the most, turns out. So it's like, why would you fall for that idea that women cannot be trusted? You know, women are trusted with every child that comes here. So it's like, put some respect on women's name. So I hated that it took me 25 years, but I got to a point where I was like, man, I will never tell a male to not have male relationships. What in the world? You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing I told my sons, all of them. Hey, you need to be around some man. Some, you know what I'm saying? Like, go on about the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Solid,
like,
ones, like, too. Solid. Solid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to build relationships with, you know, people that look like you, think like you, talk like you. Need examples and role models. But I'm just saying, like, the things we say or the things other people have said, these doubtful seeds, because they've been hurt, or it didn't go their way, or their plan failed. Like, don't let people sow that seed into your life. You'd be like, listen, I respect what you're saying, but I trust and believe God has shown me this. This is the path I'm taking. If you don't mind praying for me in this, you know, like, I would greatly appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? But this is my path. You know, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry. Maybe you weren't able to have kids. I'm sorry for that, but I'm going to keep trying. I don't care if I am 50. Shout out to my friend Sandy Savage, her and her husband. They are 51 years old with a whole baby. Because they refused to give up. And they was like, yeah, I hear y'all. Maybe we won't have a baby in our 20s. Maybe we won't have a baby in our 30s. Maybe we won't have a baby in our 40s. But I have a little niece and her name is JoJo. And yeah, and her mama's 51. So I'm saying, you can't let people sow the seeds of doubt in your life. If God has a plan for you, you know that he's showing you that vision. And here's the thing. If it's for you, it never goes away. If God said you need to be doing this, it never goes. It will haunt you. Thing will haunt you. You'd be like, God, I know I'm supposed to do that. I know I'm supposed to do that. Yeah, because it's God's idea for your life. So it's like, trust God more. I just wanted to say that because we have a lot of people out here that hurt people, especially now. Everybody got a podcast. Everybody online trying to give somebody, oh, let me tell you, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's advice is not good advice. You hear me? Everybody's advice is not good advice. And we have a lot of people online right now. They're just following people, listening to people, and I'm like, your life gonna look just like theirs. So if they're not living a godly life, then it ain't the life you really want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need you to stop listening to all they little doubtful seeds of advice about relationships and God and church. And the church people do this too. Y'all done been hurt at one church. Now you're online talking about the pastor. Now your whole audience of 25,000 people is listening to your hurt story about this one pastor, and knowing good and well every church across America ain't like the one you was at. So it's like, stop sowing that seed of contingency. Like, you will have to answer to God for that. And I just want to share that. Like, your experience is not everybody else's experience. And stop trying to get this pity party going online or in front of social media because you was hurt so bad and now you want to be the victim.
Yeah.
Go be a victim, but don't sow that seed of doubt in the people that are in the people around you, or the people that are following you, or the people that need to hear a positive message. You know, just say, hey, it didn't work for me, but maybe you try it, baby. I tried to start my barbecue shop, you know, it didn't go very well, but guess what, I'm here for you if you're gonna start yours, and I'll be there in the kitchen trying to help you out when you're ready to start yours, because maybe this is my opportunity to support you because you can do it better than, you know, I had a great idea, but maybe now you can expound upon it and let's partner together. Like, we got to learn to.
No, they ain't going to do that, guys. Stay right there. No, they ain't going to do that. You said that. Stay right there. Say, we're going to come back. We're going to pick up right back on that. And I agree. Don't stop. All the people out there with y'all past experiences and y'all trying to put y'all fear of failure on other people. Do that. That's not cool. Stop doing that. Listen, we got to go to a break. We coming right back with more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Welcome back. DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. You tap back into The Fix, your source for faith infused hip hop, R&B, and poetry. And we're just talking about it today. Where are you doubting? Who sowed that seed into you? And is it true across the board just because maybe they didn't succeed that you ain't going to succeed too as well? And are we believing that? And should we believe that? And listen, Dice, you said a lot, but I think we gotta go back and let's talk about the root cause. I think identifying the root cause of doubt is critical when you talk about, you know, your personal growth and understanding where you are in this. So I know for me, absolutely, I'm always making sure that something that I always say and something I'm always making sure I'm trying to stay in tune. I probably miss the mark sometimes. I ain't perfect, but I try to make sure I hear from God. I have to go back to that hearing from God, because when everybody else is doubting, I want to hear what Jesus got to say about it. I do. I want to hear what he has to say, see if he's involved in it. So I know for me, anytime I'm in a doubt mold, and it's a big decision I want to make, Dice, it's a big move I want to make. Shouts out to all our fasters. I go on a fast.
Oh yeah,
my wife knows, and she knows when I'm in that mode where I'm fasting, you know, two or three times within a month, because I want to make sure. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do it one more time, God. I believe I heard from you, but I want to make sure I heard from you, because this move is critical. This next one, I'll give you an example. Everybody knows, I worked a great government job for a long time. And listen, lucrative for my household. Very well. Paid very well. Let's be very clear. Very well. So, no. I'm just saying, all the things they say about government employees, majority of it's true when you talk about benefits and salaries. Yeah. And we even know if you go to the service right now, there's a lot of great benefits going to Air Force, Army, Navy, you name it. So, yes, when I finally submitted to God, because God had already told me to walk off my job probably 2 years before I did it. So I'm going to catch up on game. And here's where I was in doubt on my own. This is me personally. This ain't nobody else. I'm like, Lord, I make this great salary. It's already guaranteed. Let's be very clear. So I'm already in my mind like, okay, you know, I'm a man. You know, I have to take care of my household. This money is already guaranteed. The money that I am looking to make in the personal business, the radio show, let's be clear, ain't nothing guaranteed over here in this space. I'm not gonna hold y'all. I'm telling y'all the truth. This is a faith journey. Make sure you talk to God before you do it, because I wouldn't tell nobody just to bust move like this, because it got to be a faith move. So again, I'm doubting. Let's be very clear. Lord, you sure? Like, I'm straight. Like, man, we good. Save us good. Make, do whatever we want to do. We you sure? And he kept telling me, yeah, I need you to get in purpose all the way 100%. I need you to be able to push this music, push this ministry 100%. So, yes, I doubted myself for 2 years, Dice, before I finally pulled the call and said, you know what? Lord, I ain't going to keep running no more. And he kept showing me over and over again. What you waiting on? I'm waiting on you.
Yeah.
It won't go to the place you want it to go, because you need to be in other spaces. And this job is taking your time from you being in these spaces. What you going to do?
Yeah.
So he kept showing me and showing me till I submitted. And to listen, to God be the glory. I've had my ups and downs. I ain't going to be one in one saying it was all just beautiful as soon as I transitioned. No, I prepared. Shouts out to me, my wife and myself. We prepared. We made sure we put some in savings. We made sure we pay some things off. So that way, as we build our base up and we build the money up over here on this side, we were prepared for it. But again, I doubted myself for 2 years, Dice, before I really bust that move and said, you know what, I'm going to do it full time.
I mean, it's a process. You know, I'm glad you shared that story, because people need to know it might not be easy for you. You know, It might be, and definitely depending on who you are, like, you know, from your perspective, you definitely, whew, as men being the head of households, and we know you was making big bank with your good government job. So it's like, that's serious. You know what I'm saying? That is super serious, you know? And for me on the other end, like, you know, thank God my husband is out here hustling, you know, so it would be less pressure for me, you know, but more pressure for you. So I'm sitting here like, bro,
we always had the pressure. Believe me,
all the men. Yeah. Y'all got, yeah,
and y'all have real. Y'all have a beautiful way of letting us know it too, as well. Shouts out to the real wives. What you gonna do? Priest, prophet, what you gonna do? Big man, what you gonna do, big man?
Right? Okay, don't play. Like, we will throw that. It's so funny. I told somebody the other day, I was like, it's so easy being married because, you know, your husband got to carry it all. Like, you could make the worst mistake and it fall back on him. Like, literally, it falls back on him physically, even financially and spiritually. So it's kind of like, get married so you protect it. Duh. And you can go out here and pretty much do what you want to do. And then he got to deal with it. Like, oh, Lord, this woman you gave me. That's what Adam said. It was like, this woman you gave me. I was like, Adam, what you doing? He was like, it's so funny. Y'all need to go back in Genesis and read the whole deal with Eve and the tree and the snake. Because when God asked Adam, what's going on? This woman you gave me.
Right.
Totally. Okay. He's like, man, she's a mess. But no, this is something I just wanted to bring it up because, to your point, you could doubt, like you said, you were the one, and I hate to say you were doubting God, but I think you were just trying to check the boxes, make sure everything's going to be okay. You're a planner, and I know that. You know what I'm saying? And you may have been doubting.
I was sweating bricks, Dice. I'm going to be real. Y'all act like, listen, I was sweating bricks. The Lord knows I was sweating bricks, Lord. Listen, Lord, you better make this work. I told him, I say, because you know I go back on the streets and then you ain't going to be able to use me at all for a while. I'm going to be in time out because y'all going to be like, what is Focus over there doing? Listen, the lights was about to get cut off. What you want me to do? What you want me to do?
Bro.
It got to get paid today.
That's going to be turned off, right? No, I'm, you know, it's just, I wanted to encourage everybody today who have been doubting themselves, you know, like, get yourself off of social media, spend time with God, you know, get started on your plan and remember the goal that, you know, the Lord has put in your heart. Remember the things you've accomplished. And we are always our best and worst critics at times, you know, so you have to know, like, okay, am I supposed to do this? I want to achieve this. You know, I'm going to achieve this. I'm going to tell myself every day, I'm going to do what God asked me to do, regardless of who I'm talking to. And here's the thing. Some of you need to shut up about telling people stuff because everybody can't take the fact that God is blessing you. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe it. And I'm talking about, they can be saved or not saved. Everybody cannot handle the vision God has given you. That's why God gave it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is because everybody can't handle it. And then you'll know who's a part of your team or who's supposed to be part of your crew as they come along, because their vision will align with the vision God gave you. But I'm trying to tell you, everybody can't take you telling them what's next in your life. So that's why they'll sow that seed of doubt, because they don't want to lose you. I got friends right now constantly trying to pull me back to do stuff I don't have time to do, because I'm like, they don't see that God has a different vision for my life. So they're like, ah, you're so busy. Yes, I am busy, but it's not that I don't love you and that I can't come hang out when I'm back where I am in town or whatever. It's just, I have to complete the vision God has given me. So, you know, and some people will sow a seed of doubt in that relationship and say, well, you just you ain't trying to be a good friend, or you think you all that, or you too good, you know. And it's like, sometimes you're going to have to say, you know what? I am too good to be hanging around people who don't mean me any good. I am too good to be hanging around with people who have that old mindset. I am too good to be hanging around people still walking in sin and doing everything sinful when they are far from the cross. Yes, I am too good. Like, you're going to have to start changing your speech and affirming what God said. And God told me to go here, and that's where I'm going. And so some of us are going to have to leave some friends. Some of us are going to have to leave family to pursue our goals, so we don't compromise on the journey and the purpose that God has set before us. So yeah, I say, spend time in your word, spend time in prayer, and everything else is going to be okay. And here's the deal. if people you if you're afraid to lose people, they wasn't with you in the first place.
Nope, they wasn't.
A lot of y'all need to
reevaluate some of your friends. You think your friends anyway, because they are trying to hold you back because they're walking in the spirit of fear. Listen, go put some Bible on it before we get out of here. Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption and to be a new creation in Christ, and by whom we cry out to Abba, Father. Hebrews 11:1 also says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the confidence of things not seen. And that's exactly, those are just a couple of scriptures. Of course, there's plenty of scriptures on fear and doubting. Just get back in the Bible. Make sure you have that relationship you need to have with your Lord and Savior, because I promise you, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. So
you
he tell you to move.
Yeah.
Move.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. Trust the process and everything will be good. Listen, that's our real for the day. Our real talk conversation. We got to go to a break. We coming right back for more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
All right, Dice. Yeah. Shouts out to everybody celebrating a birthday, huh?
Happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, okay, all the February 7th birthdays, I am praying you have a super, super blessed day. And listen, our homie, Chris Rock himself, turns 58 years old, a comedian actor who, you know, you've seen him on Saturday Night Live. He's been in films, Down to Earth, I Think I Love My Wife, you know, Dogma, Grown Ups. And what was The Funeral? Remember that? That thing was shout out to you.
That was fun.
My goodness. Ashton Kutcher today, he turns 45 years old. Listen, today is just a day for birthdays. You got Rumi Cruz. She turns 28 years old today. Man, you got LaToya Forever. She turns 36 years old today. Isaiah Thomas, known as the Pizza Boy. Okay. Mr. 5'9 point guard himself, who began his NBA career with the Sacramento Kings in 2011. He went on to play for Phoenix, the Phoenix Suns, Boston Celtics, Cleveland Cavaliers, turns out focus, and the LA Lakers, Denver Nuggets, good grief, Washington Wizards. But shout out to all of the February 7th birthdays. Like, February is coming through like a champ. This is the month of love, and I hope you guys have a love in your life. Hopefully that love is Jesus. Okay, James Spader's birthday is today too. I just got to throw that out there. I like him as an actor. Just saying.
Yeah, I remember Isaiah played for Cleveland. Absolutely seen him play multiple times. Yeah, he was a walking bucket. No, seriously, that young man, yeah, he is short. Shouts out to all of the, you know, the great players who are short, who wasn't 6 feet and was giving people business in the league. I know him. We had another born and raised out of Cleveland, Ohio. Earl Boykins had a little short run in NBA. We know Spud Webb and Muggsy Bogues, and you know, we can go down the list of a lot of you know, under 6 foot. We know Allen Iverson was under 6 feet.
Come on now.
He wasn't as short as Isaiah, but yeah. I know he was Allen Iverson's only like 5'10 in real life. I remember seeing him all the time. So yeah, he used to get buckets. So yeah, definitely happy birthday to everybody. Listen, you said Chris Rock.
Come on now.
Is it wrong for me to want to see Chris Rock slap the taste out of Will Smith?
No.
Like just defend himself. I still, you know, every time I hear his name, I just still feel bad for him. Like, I feel like he should have been able to protect himself in that situation.
I for the life of me, focus. I just don't have that much Jesus in me to where I would not have slapped the stew out of him. I mean, I just don't. I literally sat with myself and I was like, and I'm okay with that, God. Like, I know you'd say, turn the other cheek. I mean, that whole situation at the Oscars might have just been my ticket to hell, because I would have been like, I'm not turning the cheek today, God. Like, I hear you and I love you, but on this day, okay, vengeance is mine. I know you said it was yours, but on this day, I just need like 2 seconds to just cock back and just give it my all. You know, like, that was insane to me. The boldness of that man walking up there and doing that to, this is your brother. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, you're going to do this on live television now? Like I could have caught that on TMZ the next day, where y'all had your spat backstage. And I really don't care what Chris Rock said he was going to do before the show. Either I'm going to make jokes about your wife or I'm not. He is the host. He is a comedian. That is what he does. You don't get a pass just because you Will Smith. Oh, I can't talk about you. No, I'm going to talk about everybody.
Okay.
talking about everybody tonight, and it's going to be funny and everybody's going to laugh. And the G.I. Jane thing was hilarious. So I just thought that was the most disrespectful thing, you know, and I don't want to get on a tangent, but that was supposed to be one of the highlights of Will Smith's career, getting that honor, doing the movie for the Serena, the Williams sisters. I forgot the name of it. King something. I can't remember. That was supposed to be the, where he turned into Sidney Poitier. And he just threw it all away for an emotion. And that's what irritates me about some of us, is we get all up in our feelings and it's like, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. Just joke.
Well, shouts out to all the, you know, Peter and Paul.
I didn't know I was mad about that still.
Yeah. Well, because every time I hear Chris Rock, sorry, I didn't mean to bring it up, but yeah, it just, everything in my spirit was like, wow. You know, there's nothing wrong with fighting to protect either the innocent or defend your home or yourself. I just feel like, ain't nothing wrong with that. I think as believers,
he didn't put no hands on that man.
Listen, as soon as if I didn't duck it, don't get it twisted. I would have been taking that gather step, then I'm coming right back. Yeah, it's showtime. Let's tap dance, baby. Yeah, you got that one off.
Whoa, hey, you probably would have made a noise. You probably been like, whoa.
Oh yeah, I would have took that lapel mic off. It would have been, it was smoke in the city. Right. You remember my shouts out to what was the actress in Harlem Nights?
Oh yeah,
I would have been.
Got her pinky toe shut off,
right? But do you remember her look when she got up after Eddie Murphy hit her with that can, and it was like fume and steam was coming out her nose. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to hear me? We would have been tap dancing on live. Hey, that would have been a celebrity boxing match on live TV.
Yeah, that would have been some MGM Grand money. I'm trying to tell you, that would have been a night to remember. That's why I'm like, man.
And pray for me, because don't be getting out on me. And I got that mic stand up there. I've been to crack you with it.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. That's why I was like, it's just some things that happen in life. You're like, no way.
Yeah, no way. No way. Listen, pray for us, y'all. Pray for us. Listen, coming up, I have Lyrics for the Mind coming up where, absolutely. I take a song and, I'm going to break that thing down and give you the mental health elements out of that song to better and help everybody who might be not, you know, maybe struggling with a mental health issue, or maybe even haven't looked at grief or suffering or, you know, all these different things that we talk about mental health. So keep it locked for that, as well as, Justin will be coming with that Faith and Sports Report and much, much more. Keep it locked. You tune into The Fix.
And The Fix is in.
Yo, what's good, family? This is Lyrics for the Mind. And today we're diving into this fire track from Bobby Storm, Friday, and Dream Dial. We Can't Forget Them Remix. Now, this track dives deep into mental health, gratitude, and the journey with the Almighty. Let's break these bars down. Dream Dial starts off with raw honesty. Money flowing, but the struggle is real. Day one stab you in the back. Lies flying. But all that glitter ain't gold. She's dropping gems about not letting material things be the love you crave. Did you know, according to the World Health Organization, financial stress is a major factor in mental health struggles, and it can keep you in a depressed state of mind. Now, Bobby Storm takes us to church. Gratitude on full display, acknowledging the need for the higher power. She keeps it real about the struggles, trying to navigate life blind. Mental health is a journey, and Bobby Storm reminds us it's okay to seek divine guidance and wisdom. Understanding spiritual warfare is key. Friday comes in with the unforgettable hook, I Keep Forgetting. How many times have we been there? Mental health struggles can make us forget the battles aren't ours alone. Statistics from Mental Health America show the importance of acknowledging and addressing the struggles head on to start your healing process. Dream Dial returns, dropping bars about her journey. She didn't get there solo. There's a reason for her glow. She recognizes the one who chose her. Realizing the journey is an ongoing process and she's getting better. The work is always going to be tough, but you got to go through the process to get better, family. Remember, fam, mental health matters, and it's okay not to face your battles alone. Keep the gratitude flowing. This is Lyrics for the Mind, where we turn lyrics into life lessons. Stay tuned for more insight. Wait, hey!
Let's rewind the tapes. It could be about your favorite team, favorite athlete. athlete or not, let's have some sports talk. It's time for the Faith and Sports Report.
I'm Justin Adams, and this is your DeFix Faith and Sports Report. In Super Bowl 58, the Kansas City Chiefs look to win their second straight Super Bowl. And standing in their way are the San Francisco 49ers and their quarterback, Brock Purdy. He was picked last in the 2022 NFL Draft, and he has not only defied the odds, but he is having an amazing postseason. In the playoffs, Purdy led the 49ers to a comeback win over the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship game, where the 49ers were down by 17 points at halftime. He had this to say after clinching a spot in the biggest game of his life.
Getting drafted last, people, you know, overlook you and all that kind of stuff, and then all you need is an opportunity, and when watching, see what he does. You know, I put my faith and trust in him, and he's gotten me where I'm at, so... when I'm down 17 at half, honestly, I'm just like thinking, like, all right, God, you're taking me here, and win or lose, I'm going to glorify you. And that's my peace. That's the joy. That's the steadfastness. That's where I get it from. And that's the honest truth. So I leaned into that. And sure enough, we were able to come back.
Brock Purdy and the San Francisco 49ers take on the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 58 on February 11th. I'm Justin Adams, and this has been your DeFix Faith and Sports Report. Now back to DJ Focus and Dice Gamble, as the fix is...
And we're back, DJ Focus, Dice Gamble. And that's it for today, y'all. Thank y'all for tapping in with us on Winning Wednesday, another lit show that we, you know, we are blessed. Again, we don't take it for granted. We come on these airwaves every day, and it is a blessing to be able to listen, play some good music, have some great conversations, talk about God on another level. Just have some super talented people just come by and tell us everything dope they got going on, laugh, you know, talk about trendy news, streets report, you name it. We try to do everything we can right here on The Fix. Listen, if you're not following us, please follow us on all social media platforms at The Fix Radio Show. That's DAFIXX Radio Show on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Threads. Listen, like, comment, subscribe, and push that notification bell on our YouTube channel. We have tons of content.
Don't miss it.
I think it's so many videos over there. You guys always ask, when can we watch some of the spiritual detox interviews? Listen, go on over to our YouTube channel. They're right there. Comment, like, subscribe, follow, and in that order. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. Oh, closing thoughts on that convo you had today, Dice. I know for me, some of the takeaways were, listen, if you don't just realize the importance of trusting in God's plan and stop doubting yourself, that is so critical. Again, I shared, me just doubting if God wanted me to do radio full time and me walking away from a good job that I know was, you know, taking care of my household and allowing for me to take my wife on a vacation when I wanted to. Like, it was just a lot that I was, you know, I feel like, you know, let's be very clear. I'm a man, and most men are always wondering, okay, where's our next dollar come? How can I provide for this? How can I make sure this happens? That's always high on our list, because we are men. We are looking to provide and make sure. And my wife still works too as well. I haven't made it to where I want to be, where I retire her, but still, I ain't gonna let her outdo me. Let's be very clear. I wake up every day. Don't think this is that one of them situations. Shouts out to all them ones who can sit at home and play PlayStation all day, and they just let their wife go out and do stuff. I don't understand that, but bless your life. But that one just was, that was a season that I struggled with that thing. And again, it was almost a couple years before I finally submitted to God, said, yeah, you're right. I asked for this. I prayed for this. You opening up doors. You telling me to do this. And I'm still doubting you because I can't see the physical bag like I'm seeing the bag that I'm sitting in currently at the job. So listen, I pray that that blesses somebody, especially an entrepreneur out there who may be second guessing yourself. Listen, it is a faith journey. It is all God. One thing I will tell y'all, a lot of people always ask, how's the show doing so well and why this? I say, I promise you, it's because a guy want to do what he want to do with it. Because it ain't me. It ain't Dice. It ain't nobody on the team. I promise you, it's God elevating this show every single year and taking it to new levels. And I'm a firm believer too as well. I ain't perfect, but I live a pretty decent life where I try to do the things I know I need to do. Because I know, listen, when he wants to, he'll whoop you. And I don't want to be whooped. I don't need to be in no whooping season and be waiting. Please, Lord, release everything right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People don't believe in that whooping season, Dice. It's a whooping season that you got to, you know, yeah, you get whooped. You're like, okay, you're right. I am going to release it. But, yeah, you're going to have to go through 5 years, 3 years, months, 6 months, however long he wanted to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. It's already released. But, yeah, keep walking. Keep walking. And keep walking. So, yeah. That was a real thing. So that was my takeaways. I know you got some takeaways from your combo today.
No, I honestly focus. I am praying that people understand that sometimes people are not at home plotting against you. Sometimes it was just a one-off. It was a bad, connection, a bad conversation, a bad relationship, a bad business deal, you know, a bad partnership. And it was just a one-off. So it's kind of like, you know, don't let the seed of doubt, like the vision God gave you, like it's not going to happen because that one thing fell apart. You know, I mean, we should never be doubting. We should be walking in full faith, especially if God has given us a vision. And I just want people to trust God more. You know, the more you trust him, life, it just gets better. It just gets better. So that's all I want for us, is just to, you know, not be afraid to. The enemy will use your failures and try to knock you down and create this insecure environment for you to stay in all day. You know, oh, that failed. Oh, look, you suck. You know, you didn't know what to do. That didn't work. And it's like, okay. I'm not going to sit here and doubt myself. I am about to get up, and I know God has gone before me and cleared the path, and I'm just about to strut on down this path. Okay. So back up off me. Some of you got to learn how to kick back at the devil and just be like, okay, move out the way now. That was cute. Move out the way. I see you. Move out the way. Please, move out of my way now. I got somewhere to go, and I'm called to this. So I just want people to be encouraged, and honestly, that's it. And for real. For real, stop doubting yourself.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Listen, shouts out to the mogul, the media and marketing mogul, Melanie Few, came by and just talked about this amazing event. Listen, if you in Vegas tonight, listen, there is a faith-based, inspirational soul event that goes down every year during Super Bowl week, and that is the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration. She has a lineup of everything you will want. Robin Thicke, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Kurt Franklin, Mary, you name it. She has it. It will be performing, as well as they will be honoring former and current NFL players. This is the best ticket when you talk about inspiration and just having some motivation for while you're, you know, in Vegas, having a good time, hanging out, getting ready for the Super Bowl this weekend. Listen, why not stop tonight for the live taping? That is going to be amazing. And if you miss it, no worries. The live taping will actually air this Saturday on CBS. So please turn CBS. She was very clear. She said, please, Saturday, February 10th, 8 p.m., please, everybody, turn on CBS and take out a look at what she's been doing for 25 years. The 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration is going down live taping tonight in Vegas. If you're in Vegas for the Super Bowl, please pull up. But if not, no worries. Everybody tap in this Saturday on CBS, 8 p.m. Eastern, February the 10th. So that's amazing. But, yeah, she has so many gems. I'm just grateful. She shared I think, of course, every time anybody talk about a loved one, missing a loved one, especially a parent, I was grateful that, you know, she was able to, you know, come on and talk about the importance of, she started this celebration with her dad right at her right side, helping her put things together, giving her advice, and how she's just been inspired to just continue to push on. Even though she lost her dad last year, she wanted to continue to show and push and just keep this going in the family. And it's hard. It's crazy because, you know, we talked about doubting today, Dice.
Yeah.
And she shared that, you know, she felt like she was going to stop it. She felt like she couldn't keep going without her dad here. Even though her dad is looking down from heaven at her and encouraging her, she felt like, I can't do this. It don't feel right. So I'm grateful that Melanie, you listen, sis. I know you're probably still listening. Thank you for pushing forward. Thank you for continuing to do this. This is necessary for us to continue to have spaces for all these professional players doing All-Star weekend, doing Super Bowl weekend. Every weekend we can, we need to have these celebrations, and we need to allow for a safe haven for these players to be able to come and get some good gospel, some good inspiration, let their hair down, not let them be judged. If they want prayer, they'll pull somebody to the side. Like, we need these spaces for God continue to be God, Dice. So I'm excited about it. We there next year too, as well. I already told her. Shouts out to Melanie. We there next year. Well, I don't care where it's at. We going to the Super Bowl Soulful Celebration. That is on the top of the ticket for 2025 for us, because I want to be a part of it. I want to help in any way we can. Absolutely. We already there. That's why I say, we putting that on the calendar. Melanie, we'll be there next year. Shouts out to you, sis. All right, we got to get out of here. Another winning Wednesday in the book, guys. You know, definitely anybody looking for some prayer, listen, y'all know what to do. Y'all can DM us. We always open it up on Wednesday for anybody who needs to, you know, maybe rededicate their life, or maybe don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Listen, he ain't that far away. He's right there. So listen, trust the process, believe. And listen, everything else will be all right. So we're going to tap in tomorrow, Thirsting for the Lord and His Righteousness Thursday.
Come on now.
We're going to get the super talented Swoop. Forgive me, the Grammy Award winning producer, Swoop, on the line. Shouts out to Swoop. Won that Grammy with Lecrae. He produced Your Power. Yeah, you see that crazy production? Yeah, that's all Swoop. That production is all Swoop. So shouts out to Akron, Ohio. You already know. OHIO.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I had to get that in there, Dyson.
I know you did it too.
The home of LeBron. Y'all know. Yeah. Y'all borrowing him out there in LA, but he belong here. Don't get it twisted. All his roots are right here in OHIO. Shouts out to Bra. But yeah, we're going to get Swoop on the line, as well as Pastor John O, to talk about their project that they have out right now, We Go On, which speaks to everything when you talk about grief, processing grief, mental health, spirituality, and just some of the hard things that we're not talking about in the body that we need to have these conversations about. And I love it too, as well, because they had these conversations over coffee. So, you know, I told them, I say, listen, shouts out to y'all when y'all go back on tour, because y'all need to come through Cleveland, because I need to pull up. I can get some Jesus and I can get me espresso at the same time. Ooh, that's from God.
Jesus and espresso?
Yeah, ice milk. I mean, oat milk with the ice and a little hazelnut. I like my cold. I like my cold brew. Yeah, shouts out to all the cold brew drinkers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right, we love y'all. Have a great day. As always, remember to stay focused on turning your negative into a positive.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ is always the answer. Kingdom advancement should always be the goal.
Right.
The fix is in. We out.
Peace, y'all.